Whoever has heard of Saint Jingo must know that the gypsy he married was tipsy every day of her life with old Stingo. And after the death of Saint Jingo, the wonders he did to the incredulous widow denied with a ladylike lingo. Her breakfast beginning on a tankard of homebrewed inviting ale, lo, the part she was sitting and sinning on struck the old hundredth up like a nightingale, like a nightingale. Struck the old hundredth up like a nightingale. Sophia in an American forest, or the mystic Mamnonian marble in the desert at daybreak, that chorister breathed forth its Aeolian warbling, Aeolian warbling, breathed forth its Aeolian warbling. Seraphic and spherical, her firmament kept up its clerical thanksgivings until she did age and die. Cooing and praising and chirping, alert and her petticoats swung like a curtain let down of a tale of a tragedy, of a tragedy, yes, a tragedy. Let down of a tale of a tragedy. Therefore, ladies, repent and be sedulous in praising your lords, lest a well-a-day such judgment befall the incredulous. And your latter hands melt, your latter hands melt into melody,
into melody.
Your latter